This is URN Sport.
Yes, I am joined here by Jay Porter, the goaltender for the University of Nottingham's team ahead of tomorrow's 7:15 clash at the Motorpoint Arena, eagerly anticipated tomorrow. Now, Jay, of course, last year the scoreline didn't go the way the University of Nottingham would have wanted it to, that 9-5 defeat to Trent. How can the University of Nottingham turn things around this year?
Well, basically, they had like one star player last year. The sort of plan was to shut him down. This year he's not there, so we're going to have a lot better chance because I think we're more of a team. So yeah, just keep playing the simple plays. Obviously people get a bit nervous, so if you just keep it simple, make some good hockey plays, should do all right.
And how are you looking forward to playing in such a magnificent stadium in front of 7,000 students? It's going to be quite a spectacle, as it always is.
Yeah, I think one of the main things that we talk about in our practice and stuff is just the heat. Normally in an ice arena it's quite cold, but for one game it's just, the heat is just ridiculous. So people say, yeah, just get hydrated, don't exert yourself too much in the warm-up, and yeah, and that's a big factor in the game.
Now, we've heard Luke Watson many a time on our Thursday sports show this year from the Nottingham Mavericks. Who else from the University of Nottingham's camp would you say that we are to look out for tomorrow in terms of star players?
We've got a good Finnish lad named Jarkko. I don't even know how to say his last name, but Jarkko Virainen. Yeah, he's got a really good hand-eye coordination. He gets in the gritty areas. Yeah, you might see him score a few tip-ins shots. So, you know, shot from the point, then he bats it in mid-air with his stick. He's got those sort of things, so he could be a sneaky player for us. He's in the Bees during the season as well, so it might not be one that Trent particularly look out for, but I think he's a really strong player.
Now, the ice hockey is always an interesting fixture in varsity, with the fact that you can't really predict the outcome of the match on the basis of form, because of course all of the University of Nottingham players, as well as the Nottingham Trent team, play for the Nottingham Mavericks, which is an incorporation of students playing ice hockey from all universities across the East Midlands. How does that factor play in terms of your approach to the match and the approach of Trent as well?
Yeah, so you can't really, like, year by year say, oh well, you know, last year they're a strong team, so this year is going to be the same. But on the same level, as we do all play with each other during the year, we know each other's strengths and weaknesses, things that make us tick, things that, you know, might annoy us a little bit. So there's all sorts of factors you can play on. You know, if you know a certain guy has a particular habit, you can jump on it, and yeah, so just things like that. That's what the coaching will be a big part of it as well.
In terms of the opposition, of course, Edward Gale was the stand-up performer for Nottingham Trent in that 9-5 victory for the opposition last year. Who else are you looking out for?
Trent's strength this year is definitely on defence. They've got majority A-team players. They've got a strong core there, so watch out for Pete Burai and Sebastian Ronski, the two stalwarts on the Trent defence. But if we can get around those or take advantage of some of their weaker players when they're on the ice, then that's when we should score most of our goals.
Now, the ice hockey is always such a feisty encounter at the Motorpoint Arena. What kind of factors and strategies will you be employing to kind of cool things down and make sure that the University of Nottingham don't let things boil over?
I'd say not to block out the crowd, but just embrace it. Embrace all the cheers, embrace all the boos. You know, like, sometimes you like being the bad guy. Just come out hitting in the first period, get a few people cheering. That should be a good enough to get the blood pumping and the adrenaline going.
I'm currently with Luke from the men's ice hockey, building up to the big game against Nottingham Trent in this year's varsity. So, Luke, the ice hockey is known for its cagey affairs, so there's been a succession of 4-3 victories against Trent, followed by their 9-5 victory last year. There are whispers about Nottingham actually being slight favourites. Does it feel like that going into the game?
I can't say that it feels like that in the team. We're trying to keep on a level, keep level heads, try and stay grounded as much as we can. But we're going to go out there with the mentality that we're going to win this game and do everything we can to win it.
And actually, it's a bit of a weird situation, because you actually do play alongside Trent when representing the Nottingham Mavericks, because of the way the British University's Ice Hockey Association has its own league. So what would it be like playing against not just teammates but also friends in such a tense rivalry like this?
Yeah, we're such a close-knit group. It's not a huge sport, so we do have quite a lot of members. We have about 100 members, but yeah, certainly within the teams, you bond with them all year, you go on road trips with them all year. It is great, and then for this one game, you're suddenly have to hate each other. So we're best friends, and it's brilliant. I think it's sometimes quite special to share the ice with your friends, even when you're on opposite sides. So, and then afterwards, of course, we can always, you know, stick around with each other no matter what, which is great.
So there's still, so actually is this really friendly vibe actually going into the game?
Yeah, there is. I won't lie, there are some edgy moments, you know, within any club. I can't say you ever have everyone's best friends with everyone. So there's certainly personal rivalries out there, but overall, it's just a fun atmosphere going into it, and it will be whistle to whistle. It'll be just be a good laugh.
Oh, that's really good to hear, actually. So I guess as well, the ice hockey is one of the first major events of the year. So does that mean there's more pressure to help encourage future sports get into a kind of winning mentality, or does it not feel like that pressure at all?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, it is one of the biggest of the year, and I think it means a lot to win. You don't get a participation trophy for this one. So I think, yeah, like I said, the mentality is to win, and then to push Uni off to go and win everything they can and take the varsity series again.
I was going to say, I won a lot of participation awards when I was younger.
It's all right. So Trent, so...
we'll put down the clip, don't we? And then, actually, it's amazing because these matches are the most attended university ice hockey matches outside North America, which is a stat I'm sure you've heard many times before. Mm-hmm. So how are you guys able to cope so well with so many people watching and cheering you on?
I think trying not to take it too seriously is one way we do it. I mean, obviously, I think first year that you get there, you don't know what to expect, and it is a lot, and is very nerve-wracking. And then last year is my second year, and I sort of know what to expect a bit more, and just try to take it in a bit more. And this year, going into maybe my final year doing it, I just want to enjoy it as much as I can. So it's just a special event, and that's what we take it as, and try not to go too far ahead of ourselves, I think.
That'd be amazing, actually. And so Nottingham was on a good winning streak against Nottingham Trent before last year's defeat to them 9-5. So what has the team learned from that result? Obviously, now this is, you know, you played in that game. So what has the team learned from that result, and how much has it been of a motivation leading up to the big game?
Yeah, absolutely. It was disappointing last year. And I mean, there were reasons why we lost. Maybe we didn't execute our game plan like we wanted to. But again, we re-stress that message, no participation trophy. It's all about winning on the Uni off side. So I think the key things are, we know that we've got to play well individually, but then also as a team, and we've got to play for each other. So I think that is a key message this year. Play for each other, take responsibility. And if we get our game plan well, set it off from the beginning, we'll win.
And actually, it's amazing just how many good players there are from both teams. So you've got Andrew Hopkins from Nottingham Trent, but also Nottingham University has its own Jay Porter, who's been a brilliant goaltender so far this season with the Mavericks. Is there reliance on key players such as Jay to have a big game, or do you guys feel that you're more comfortable being able to perform without them, or you can perform without them?
Well, obviously, I think you're going to need your big players to have a good game, and if anyone can, then it will be Jay. His experience now, he knows what to do. I'm backing Jay to have a big one himself.
Yeah,
I'm sure he won't thank me for that. But no, it's more than just, there aren't any individuals this year. It will be the best team will win. It won't be the best individual will win it for their team, and I think that's what we wanted as a club, and especially as a team. We want to go out there and show that we are the better team as a unit, sort of thing. So yeah, this year we're going to make that happen.
And so who do you think will be the players that you kind of expect to maybe, you know, step up the game more than so often usually?
Well, I think anyone going into their final year will obviously want it to be a bit more special for them. So I think you've got Rob Puller on blue line, who's got to have a big game. Jay Porter, like you said, I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself to try and have a good one, but at the same time you're going to keep a level head. So no, I think I could name any one of our players and say they're going to have a good game, because I think they will. So yeah, we'll leave Trent with a participation trophy again. We'll take home the proper one.
Oh, that's all that matters at the end of the day, isn't
it?
And then I guess for just my final question is, because you play with them so often, you know, the Trent players, of course, with the Nottingham Mavericks, how can you expect Trent to line up, and who are the key players you expect to need to keep an eye out on?
Well, when we look at the teams, I think we'd say they're quite strong all over the ice. They've got Joe Ashton, who plays at quite a high level, sort of ENL1, EPL, which is top level almost. So obviously he's going to be a big factor. Got some speed in there. I mean, their blue line is strong on the defence. So Pete Barai, their captain, obviously, we always know to look out for him. Matty Hodgkins in goal. Maybe we can get him a bit. We're going to try and get him. But if he wants to come and play, then he'll be a massive factor as well. But like I said, I'm not too concerned about their team. It's all going to be on our game and making sure that we're doing it right ourselves and not looking at what they're doing, just making sure we're making the most of their mistakes.
That's awesome. And thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. Like I said, I'm Chris Young, and best of luck for the ice hockey in a couple of weeks' time.
Thank you very much. Cheers.